Little Sunday night gossip for y'all. We got a little bit of a late start because I've been tired today and had a lot to do. So here it goes, Sunday, September 27th. I just want to remind you before I start my episode, Action for Canada, if you can put it up, are you ready? Is the legal case for British Columbia to fight the draconian lockdowns, fraud, everything to do with the Corona fraud. And it's really important. I realized I talked to a couple of people that I keep saying, BC people, can you donate? But actually, in talking to the higher ups about this, if BC gets to have some success with the British Columbia lockdown, that means it sets a precedent for all the other provinces. So we need all of the provinces to donate to Action for Canada for the legal fund. They're not quite there yet. They need your help. $5, $5, $100, $20. It's really important, guys. And then, as you know, I always say, whatever crumbs you have left over, please donate to my show. The Plum Fund is here, and we'll put that link down as well. And I want to also remind everyone that I am going to be having you come to libertynetwork.ca to start seeing all the articles and documents that I'm talking about. So if you haven't joined, it's like 2 seconds to join. We'll put an invite down below. Ask to join, and then you'll have access to all of these incredible documents, videos, and you'll actually be ahead of the game and seeing stuff sometimes before I do. So that's going to be the new thing because YouTube will eventually probably kick me off, and you can get everything at libertynetwork.ca if you lose sight of my show. So to start off here, I'm going to get Norb, my beautiful husband, who we have a date tonight, don't we? Finally, it's been weeks. Anyway, he's going to play a video of a pharmacist whistleblowing some documents that she received. And it'll be kind of ironic to watch Chrystia Freeland right after that. Want to play the pharmacy whistleblower video?
All right, I'm going to show you down here. I'm going to hide the person's name at this company. This is the company that emailed this to my pharmacy and my personal email address. Some prices. Let's see what this is all about. Let's read a couple things. Number one, this test has been authorized by FDA under an EUA for use by authorized laboratories. Again, this is for doctors' offices, professionals, pharmacies, not for point-of-care testing. So let's read on. This test has been authorized only for the presence of IgM and IgG antibodies against SARS-CoV-2. So it tests against the presence of past infection or current infection against SARS-CoV-2, which is the coronavirus COVID-19, not for any other virus or pathogens. So that sure makes it sound like it's going to test for a past or a current infection, just specifically against the SARS-CoV-2, right? Well, let's actually read on a little bit farther here. Positive results may be due to past or present infection with non-SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus strains, such as coronavirus HKU1, NL63, OC43, or 229E. So this is going to test positive, show a positive infection if you've had any other, such as, which means these are in addition to, any other coronavirus strain, which is what people are positive for every year. You get colds every year. You get a coronavirus every year. You get a flu every year. So this is going to test you, show you positive, which is going to allow them to, quote unquote, identify and diagnose you and be able to legally rip you from your home or any family member from your home and take you to an isolation center and treatment center, and you're not sick. Do you understand what's going on?
But our government doesn't care, won't play that. and are going to keep up with their agenda that I already knew about the second lockdown coming 3 months ago. So now let's watch Chrystia Freeland.
Let's flatten the curve together, limit our social interactions. Please let us all wear our masks. If we do it right, we can avoid having to do much more terrible things, and we can let our kids keep going to school. Let's flatten the curve together, limit our social interactions. Please let us all wear our masks. If we do it right, we can avoid having to do much more terrible things, and we can let our kids keep going to school.
Oh, thank you, Chrystia Freeland. What would we do without you? Man, we'd all be dead in swamps somewhere, like a plague, bodies everywhere, like a horror movie. What would we do without you, Chrystia Freeland? Oh, it's so nice that you don't read the science. Basically, from now on, mainstream media, I'm actually calling it the terrorist networks, because all they are is terrorist networks here to be a terrorist organization against its own people. The mainstream media is officially using itself as a terrorist organization. That's all they're doing. And their actors, non-journalists, have no problem doing it because they're getting a paycheck. So thanks, Chrystia, for your Freudian slip up. Much more terrible things. I guess she already knows what those terrible things are. And that leads me to a woman in Ontario contacted me. And she said that what I'm saying about random tanks and what are those trucks called with the guns hanging out of them? Military vehicles, he says. It is true. She lives in a small area, town in Ontario. And she said that they live near a base where they store military trucks. And she said there's usually a few there, like just a few on a big site that they see. And she said it's jam-packed full now. They've never seen it be jam-packed full of military tanks and military trucks, etc. I don't know war names because I don't watch more war movies. But she said, oh, what you're saying is very true. And they're like wondering why it's packed to the gills now. So that's fun. Oh, this is, I don't know if this is just fraud and Avaz doesn't care, but a little thing about Avaz. So Avaz is a place where you can do petitions. And when I didn't have as much knowledge about who owned Avaz, AVAAZ, you might see the odd petition coming around from Avaz. Well, I did one, a petition quite a few months ago saying no mandatory vaccines. And once I hit 1,000 signatures on this petition, it was taken down for disinformation, misinformation. And I said, what's misinformation about this? They didn't respond. And someone said, oh, that's because Bill Gates owns Avaz. I'm like, oh, so I learned that. Well, now I happen to be on Avaz's mailing list because when I signed up, it says, do you want to know about other petitions? And I thought, well, yeah, I'm doing a YouTube channel, so it'd be interesting to see what other petitions are out there. So somehow I'm still on their dirty list. And I just got a petition that says, save the tribes in the Amazon from coronavirus. I feel like, is this something that is just being done by a random person who's trying to get money? Or is this really being overseen by Bill Gates? This is how crazy they think we are to think this could be true. It says, the Amazon tribes are getting wiped out and annihilated by COVID. What? And it went on to say that this person has had access to all the chiefs of the tribes, and it's just taking all of their family members. And this, then he said, I cried when I heard about it. Tears fell from my eyes. And we need to donate so that us city folk can come in and save these tribes from coronavirus and bring in all the stuff they need to survive. Well, further down the paragraph, then they contradicted themselves, saying, we're doing our best to find all these tribes, to locate them, to save them from Corona. So somehow Corona made it in from Wuhan, the rest of the world, a cold. You can barely find these tribes, but Corona is destroying them, but they still have to find some tribes. And then they gave pictures of like, kind of look like a cabana from Costa Rica. Look what we're setting up for these people. And it was like, I don't know, it was just bizarre. It was like an outdoor deck with some beds on it. It really just looked like somewhere I've hung out in Costa Rica. Look what we're doing for them. And then they've got pictures of people in the Amazon covered in those like space suits. So I suggest you don't donate to that. And literally what's probably actually happening is Bill Gates and all of the deep state players are probably genociding them. And they're going to blame it on Corona going into these jungle tribes. And it's funny. It's like, oh, you're having just a chat with these tribes. So they just speak English and you just speak all these tribes' language. It's like, okay. So anyways, it was so pathetic. Feel free to find that AVAZ thing. You can, if you sign up for AVAZ, you can look at their petitions. Yeah. So I guess they're actually genociding people in the Amazon. That's what I would say. And then they're going to blame Corona. That's what my instincts tell me. I mean, they've already done all the fires and they're already trying to get rid of these tribes. We know that. So yeah, I think AVAZ needs a piece of our mind. Oh, Norb, let's show this one. So 1 minute it's BLM, Black Lives Matter. And then let's show this picture. Then it says, the most loving gift you can give your first child is to not have another with a black baby on it. Now we have the same things here in Vancouver with white couples having sex. They thought that was appropriate to show them all cuddled up with barely anything on and saying the best thing you can do is use contraception because one world, one baby. I don't know. That's kind of fast. Like BLM was just in Toronto and now they're showing a black baby saying don't have a brother or sister. I guess that won't cause a stir because Soros hasn't paid for that to cause a stir with black people. I mean, it's a little quick, don't you think? So this billboard campaign all of a sudden seems to have a lot of funding because none of us have ever seen these billboards in Vancouver. I haven't. Have you seen any of these billboards before, ever?
Downtown.
So they're talking about overpopulation. So I guess because their whole vaccine agenda is crumbling maybe, and the truth is coming out about what could be in this vaccine and no one trusts it. And there's been whistleblowers about sterility problems. Well, it looks like that isn't going as well as they thought and not as quickly. So let's just bring out the one baby suggestion. What's really ironic, and I actually had a member on our libertynetwork.ca make this comment. And I said, you know, that is a golden thought. I want to talk about it on my show. Why are they coming after Canada? So we are so underpopulated, it's not even funny. We're so underpopulated, as our politicians have told us, that we are just bringing in everybody from all over the world, bring them in droves, let them go on the welfare system. I'm not saying that we should not let some immigrants in who have skills or are fleeing real terror. But we're so overpopulated, we gotta bring in tons of immigrants, as many as we can, to vote for Trudeau because they're Trudeau voters. But us Canadians need to only have one baby. So what that tells me with my thinking brain and thought process over time is they want us freedom-loving Canadians who are used to freedom to only have one baby. depopulate us. And another thing is all the Muslims that they're letting in, I have Muslim friends, it's just a fact, they're known to have the most babies of any of us. They have big families. So are we overpopulated, Trudeau, Chrystia Freeland, or are we not overpopulated? So which is it? Do we need to reduce our population? I mean, Canada is massive. We are not overpopulated here. And in fact, the rate of couples having the amount of babies they have has already been going down because of the cost of having a baby, because housing's so small, because college is going up, because of inflation. So we actually, our population was going down, except for the immigrants we're letting in. So that ad sure looks like it's China has arrived. So at first, the mask thing was a suggestion. Then it was a mandate. Then it was ticketing, throw you in jail, but if you fight it, you get out because our legal system's hanging on by a thread. So is this going to become one baby, one world, save our population, even in Canada, where we have 37 million people over a country bigger than the States, and it just keeps growing outwards, no problem. So that's a bunch of BS. So I think we should call them on the fact that Canada is not overpopulated. So beat it and put it in really populated places, but have fun with that because they're the ones that have the huge families. It ain't us. So yeah, that's just disgusting. That is so disgusting. And then they're blaming overpopulation. I mean, the overpopulation thing actually isn't true. I've watched some scientists say that the populations are actually going down, but that's the agenda, Agenda 21. What? I saw that sign and promptly impregnated 7 women. Good for you. I hope you're going to pay for all of them, mister. Don't be a deadbeat dad. You must be rich. Anyways, yeah, I actually had a thought. Now it's gone. But I mean this. I don't know what I was going to say. Oh, he messed me up. Okay. Anyways, thank you. There's a website that I have discovered that's actually unbelievable. If you want to wake up the sheep, this website has done the homework for everybody. You click on New World Order. It shows all of the speeches, videos made by every politician talking about the New World Order. And our last prime minister is on that. They use the world New World Order. They talk about the agreements they're making. You click on Agenda 21. All the videos are there. They have 5G. So I'm going to put the link down. Well, it's really long and complicated. EnviroWatchRAngitiki.wordpress.home. So this is worth having because everything you want to know is on there. Am I blocked now?
No, you're good.
No. Okay, so that is worth staying for. I will put that one down on the YouTube links because it's so important. But come over to Liberty Talk. No, come over to libertynetwork.ca to look at a lot of these other links. So I have a friend in North Van and she's a normie, but she does watch my show. And she said that a normie, meaning like normal, she doesn't do all this stuff that we do with all the truth stuff, but she is listening. And she said, I want to let you know twice now, I have gotten a phone call that says, this is a test, please stay home. This is a test, please stay home. I don't know who else has gotten that, but please, if you know anyone that's gotten those, let me know. And this woman is no BS. She's a well-known businesswoman. So that's happening in North Vancouver. Trump has put on Twitter a video of him saying, well, no, he hasn't put it on Twitter. Someone put it on Twitter. He's making a speech and he says, don't worry, the Western Hemisphere will be free. There is a lot going on behind the scenes. I can't tell you yet. I'm sure Q and Nasera Jacera are just ooh, parting about that, right, Q, Nasera Jacera? Everyone's sharing that video on libertynetwork.ca. That's where I find my good stuff. And so I can't tell you yet. I think that's amazing. Anyways, also for parents, on libertynetwork.ca, we have a parents corner. And I want to tell all you parents, you got to go there. It's under topics because amazing people are already posting letters they've written to the school board, the principals. And it's talking, it's beautifully written letters. And it's a sample letter that you can literally put your to whoever, sign the bottom. And it's everything about the hand sanitizers, the quats. It's got all the science behind it. So this homework is done for you on libertynetwork.ca, topics, parents corner. You go in there and it's just like send, 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 send. And you are doing a favor to all of Canada. And if you're American or UK or Australia, find out what is in your kids' classrooms, the hand sanitizers, because it actually, it calls them out saying, so we have been told that there's a hand sanitizer shortage and that some of the hand sanitizers that were pulled off the market are now being allowed again, even though they're toxic for our children because of the shortage. So if you guys send this letter to every teacher and principal and talk about liability and give it to the school board, it's going to make a difference. It is going to make waves. I know that some classrooms, I'm not going to say who, know about this and have started using soap and water. Shh, don't tell the school board. Shh, they want cancer in our kids. We don't want safe soap. We want there to be big problems. What else? Oh, a place called Placer County, P-L-A-C-E-R, or Placer County, not sure how to pronounce it, in California, reopens everything to defy Newsom. Newsom is one of the most disgusting human beings I've seen besides Tam. God, my hair's frizzy. Anyway, anyways, funnily enough, the COVID incidents have decreased there. They're taking control of their society. Newsom, she is like one of the most hated. Is it a guy or a girl, Newsom? Am I wrong? Which one's Newsom?
Newsom's a dude.
Oh, it's a dude. Ah!
California. He's California.
I was thinking of that other lady. Sorry, wrong person. There's so many of them in my head. Okay, Newsom's a dude. Anyways, he's being defied, and people are taking back their society from the deep state. I think we all need to give a hand to Placer or Placer County, California. Laura Lynn, as we all know, Laura Lynn Live, my friend Laura Lynn, she has a YouTube channel way bigger than mine, and she doesn't swear, so she has a lot more subscribers. We all know that one of her videos was taken down, and I'm not going to say the name of it because that might be the reason she was taken down. But you can find it on BitChute. I want to give her a shout out to Laura Lynn. We have put the BitChute link to the video that was taken down because it contained way too much truth up on libertynetwork.ca. And you can just follow me and you can find all this stuff. So shout out to her. And I went for dinner on Friday night with some great people, some real honest people. And Laura Lynn was there. And she gave me some really great advice on being overwhelmed and stressed. And I want to thank her because it's really stayed with me what she said to me about burnout and how you cannot let that happen from being overwhelmed and learning to say no to people that I can't do all of this. Because if you're too burnt out to help the world, then they have won. They being whatever you believe in God-wise. So I actually have been a lot better since I talked to her about that and said, yeah, I have to say no to some things. I can't reply to all these messages and it doesn't make me a failure. It makes me only able to handle so much. Anyways, thank you, Laura Lynn. Oh, Apple News, you know, they are technocracy and they are a brainwashing company now. Literally just sent an editor's pick out that came into my phone. This is from the normal civilization, meaning asleep people. It's called the Lockdown Survival Guide. Editor's pick. New restrictions may be on the way. This is written a couple of days ago on Apple News. Well, they seem to know what's going on, don't they, Apple News? Just like Chrystia Freeland knows that terrible things will happen. So even though Bonnie Henry in BC, the health authority, said masks don't work, there's no point. There's an arbitration she signed about that. We've seen the documents. We've talked about that on the show. Now they're going to say that they're going to do terrible things to us if we're not wearing our masks. So Apple News is brainwashing us. Let's go find that survival guide, guys, instead of coming out and actually protesting the non-science behind all of this. So I'm not sure if this one is true. I need to do more research. But the AstraZeneca, they did a, it's AstraZeneca is the one that's been doing trials on the vaccines on people, and it's not going very well. That's the AstraZeneca one, right? So I know we've known that they've twice shut down their AstraZeneca trials because of neurological problems, like huge neurological problems happening to some of their victims, some of their lab rats of humans. And one of them has now been quoted saying, I don't know if it's true or not, they've killed God. I can't feel God. My soul is dead. My soul is dead. So that's a neurological problem. Just like when you take way too many mushrooms I'm going somewhere with this, honey. Don't worry. But you know how there's neurological problems that kind of happen when you take marijuana oil in high doses, right? Weed oil and stuff. It causes neurological problems. So somehow with the AstraZeneca vaccine, you can't feel your soul. Your soul is dead. That sucks for them. So what's funny about that is there's been science whistleblowers saying that they're actually trying to target places where you feel religion and compassion. There's been a lot of scientists showing what they're going after in our DNA to change it so that we don't have compassion. Interesting that now this is floating around. I don't know if it's true, guys. So more brainwashing happening on why we shouldn't have juries in Canada anymore. I already touched on that the Law Society here felt that it's correct that they agree that we should not have any juries while Corona Shrona's around. Just get rid of our democracy. We can pack buses, but you know we can't possibly find the money to social distance in a jury. So that happened. Then we have CTV just say, uh-oh, a jury member is potentially exposed to the virus. Oh, a jury member is potentially exposed to the virus. We got to shut down the system. Ah! So now they're using Shrona to get rid of our democracy. If anyone can't see that, I don't know. So, just heard juries will soon be non-existent until COVID's over. It's a way to shut down the democratic system in my mind. Because while we're at it, all our laws are being thrown out the door. Chrystia Freeland has free reign to do terrible things to us based on non-science and going above the law. Now let's just get rid of juries because they want to put judges in there who are paid off like everybody else in the world. And let's just get rid of our juries. But we're okay with that, right? Because potentially one jury member is scared that she could have been exposed to somebody in the building who was never in the room. That's literally the story. So CTV has jury member possibly exposed to Corona. And if you read down the whole thing, she's worried because she may have been exposed to someone in the building that was never in the room. Yeah, so we know what brainwashing is happening there. Davos 2021, where the demise of us freedom lovers was planned. There's an excellent video, "We Must Collapse the Middle Class." I will post that on libertynetwork.ca. You can follow me there. And that's it. It's kind of tame tonight. I want to let you know tomorrow night we have Chris from A Warrior Calls tomorrow evening. Tuesday, we have a woman who specializes in the Infant Act and how the Infant Act is slowly trying to screw us parents out of all of our rights. But she actually knows it, and she has a company that's trying to inform people what's going on. And I also have somebody who's going to show us what these waves of 5G, etc., are doing to our bodies. So we have a 5G coming on Tuesday evening as well. So thanks for listening. Keep saying no, guys. Just keep saying no to what's going on. Keep up these lawsuits. Keep exposing truth. Don't wear that mask. Keep telling people what's going on. And it's going to get really ugly soon. And we have to keep saying no as a society. Toronto's got so many people on the street saying, we're not following for this. We got to do more of it in Vancouver. I will start promoting the next march. I just have to get a little more information on exactly who they've booked for the march as speakers. But you guys, this is not a time to just chill out. They need to see that there's too much of the population that are saying no. It takes 50 to 60% of the population to go out and say, we're not doing this, for them to give up. So look at, there's certain states doing it. California just did it. We have all these certain states where people are coming forward. They're doing lawsuits. They're showing that it's BS. Keep it up, guys, because this is going to be what I think is going to be quite a few years of tyranny. And we have to just keep standing up, keep saying no. Just don't accept it. Just do not accept it. Just so you know, there's been a bunch of tickets that people got for all this hoax BS. They are fighting them and they're all winning. So our legal system is still above this tyranny as long as you get in there and fight it. They're hoping that we'll just be lazy. We'll just comply. People are getting arrested for, you know, not quarantining or whatever, or not wearing a mask where they're supposed to, not social distancing. And they're getting out of jail right away. They're getting out of jail within a day because all they do is call a lawyer and it's all fraud. So our legal system is still somehow intact enough that the deep state isn't winning when you go to jail. So we need everybody risking to do that. Call a lawyer and you get out, because the law is still on our side. And again, with tickets, don't pay them. Do the work. Get off on your ticket. They're just hoping that we just roll over. Well, no, we're not going to roll over. I'm not. I'm definitely not. I already have a criminal lawyer that I've called already saying, hey, will you be there if I call you? Oh yeah, for sure. It's all good. So we have to pay $500 for a lawyer to show up. It's a hell of a lot better than agreeing to the demise of Canada. So that's it. Again, actionforcanada.com. Please, please, please donate to Tanya. It's really important. We're going after all the right people in BC. And join us on libertynetwork.ca. I heard October 1st, not only are they going to have police portals on Facebook, but they're just going to start kicking people off. So I would get on our network so that you have a place to see what the truth is before we're knocked off. Okay, guys, have a great Sunday night. Enjoy your dinner. Enjoy your bedtime. Enjoy whatever you're doing. And we will see you tomorrow evening.